Have you ever wondered how you'd fare in battle? Hi there, I'm Natty Anderson, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. When I was a kid, we used to do battles in the backyard, of course, with sticks as swords. In fact, the neighbor kids actually weren't allowed to play with us for a little while because I got a little too aggressive. When I'm in, I'm all in, you know? And we used to do little wars with my brother's cars, too, and we'd separate them and pit them against each other. And my littlest pet shop and the Legos were probably there, too. And we used to have play battles all the time. But as far as my Great Warrior triumphs go, they kind of end with the Hot Wheels, with my neighbor going home, or with the tooth that I kicked out of my brother's mouth playing soccer in the backyard. And I know that in real battle, I wouldn't get very far, and I wouldn't want to be there anyway. But as far as all this is, why am I talking about battles? Well, that's because that's what today's Devo is actually all about. It's called Warrior by Abby Bloom. Go to the boulder. He did not yell over the noise of battle, but Rin heard. And without even having to look for the rock he had sent to her, she knew exactly where to go. So Rin ran to it. It wasn't a very big rock, but if she crouched down, it would cover her on one side from the battle that was raging. Rin's weapons and hope were long gone. She had lost them somewhere when the fight began, and now it was a full-blown war spread out before her. She had been running without much direction. This way from a sword, another way from a javelin, here from the pounding of horses' hooves, and there from the clashing of shields against metal. Everywhere mud, everywhere blood, nowhere safe to run. But then, the king was there, of course. He had always been there. She'd just forgotten to look for him and follow his voice above all the noise, and she'd become disoriented and lost her purpose on the battlefield. Rin could barely believe he'd come for her, but he had. That's when she caught sight of the ogre. It's a mighty wonder how time slows in moments before the worst thing can happen. And Rin saw it all move before her like dripping honey. The ogre approached. He lifted his axe, his eyes fixed on her. And then, from above her, perched on the rock, one mighty warrior halted the ogre in his steps, his sword meeting the axe with a harrowing zing. The king took a step over her and, with one heavy thump, thrust his shield into the dirt, covering her completely from the battle. Now she could see nothing but the safe haven he'd created around her, the rock and the shield. And among the raging battle, she was safe. So let's talk about this a little bit more together. Often, we view Jesus as merely a kind, gentle teacher. But the Bible tells us that Jesus is also our rock and our shield. And he is the dreaded warrior we see glimpses of in the Old Testament. How could this image of Jesus as the divine warrior help us understand how he acts on our behalf? As humans, we are helpless to save ourselves, but Jesus fought for us all the way to the cross. He defeated sin, death, and all the powers of evil and darkness by dying for us and rising from the grave. Because he has saved us, nothing can tear us away from his love. If you want to know more about the good news, check out the Know Jesus tab at unlocked.org. When Jesus returns to restore creation and raise us from the dead, he will right every wrong and every foe will be silenced. In the meantime, he wants to help us through everything we face, even when we forget to listen to him, even when we fail to trust him. How can these truths give us hope when we're experiencing the battlefields of life? Jesus calls us to listen to his voice and follow where he leads and empowers us to do so through his Holy Spirit. As Christians, we get to be part of his good and purposeful work because he has extended grace and forgiveness to us, we can extend grace and forgiveness to others. Bringing his light to dark places, fighting the lies of the enemy with the truth of the gospel, and extending loving kindness amidst the harshness of our broken world so that others may know the love of Jesus too. And don't forget, we also get to rest in the safety of God's tender love for us. We can learn to rely on God and discern his voice by spending time with him through praying and reading his word, both ourselves and with fellow Christians. Who are trusted Christians in your life? How could you help each other listen to follow Jesus? How could you remind each other of the hope of the gospel and the sureness of God's love, even in tough times? As you and I can read in Jeremiah 20:11, "But the Lord is with me like a mighty warrior." Now, I'd encourage you to read in your Bible, "But the Lord is with me like a mighty warrior," from Jeremiah 20:11, to keep God's word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource of Keys for Kids Ministries. Today's Devo was kind of fun, right? One of my favorite things about Unlocked is that it has so many genres and ways of telling Christ-centered stories. And there's something for everyone. If you know someone who might need today's Devo, I encourage you to pass it on to them. Also, be sure to come back for tomorrow's devotional about doing life together with Dylan. But until then, I'm Natty, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.